Are you a big tipper? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Dae-young Kim, associate professor of hospitality management at the University of Missouri, explores whether what a consumer wears correlates to the amount they leave.
With tipping a server, a central part of the American restaurant industry, better service often is attributed to whether or not a server believes a customer will be a good tipper. We decided to study how restaurant waiters and waitresses determine which customers will leave good tips before they begin serving them. We surveyed more than 200 current and former restaurant servers and showed them pictures of people of different races, genders, and attire. We asked the participants to indicate who they believe would leave good tips and poor tips. We found that servers often use gender and socioeconomic stereotypes to determine which customers will leave better tips. Most significantly, we found that the staff believe well-dressed customers are the most likely to leave good tips. This could result in those well-dressed diners receiving better service. Interestingly, we found that the race of customers did not significantly affect servers' perceptions of their likelihood of tipping well. Regardless of race, well-dressed men were identified as more likely to leave good tips compared to women, while casually dressed men were seen as the least likely of any group to leave good tips. These findings show restaurant managers the importance of proper training for staff so all customers receive good service. While the tipping culture can motivate servers to provide quality customer service to some customers, it may result in unequal attention for others.
That was Dae-young Kim of the University of Missouri. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.